Blog Talk Radio.
My name's Juwanza. You're listening to Juwanza for Life. I thank you, thank you, thank you so much for tuning in today. It's a beautiful day here in Richmond, Virginia. The weather was awesome. I hope it's beautiful wherever you are. And we are, this show, shall I say, is going to be in recognition of Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is October. It's been deemed Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And so, keeping in line with the theme for the month, we're going to be talking about breast cancer, and we're also going to be talking about cancer in general. There are a lot of people out there that don't know what cancer is, really. I mean, they hear about it. Oh, somebody caught cancer. Oh, so-and-so died of cancer, you know, but not really knowing what cancer is, how you get cancer, how you can prevent cancer, and probably most importantly, how easy it is to prevent cancer and how you can actually be cured of cancer. The guest that I have today is just the person to talk about that. Brother Coy Dunstan is owner and operator, King Coy Dunstan is owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been a holistic healer for some 35 years now. He's been doing it successfully. He's a regular on Juwanza for Life. He comes on once a month. And after you've heard this show, if you've never heard Coy before, I want to invite you to tell a friend. We've got an archives that's out of this world. Brother Coy again comes on once a month, and we've talked about everything from, you name it. You just had to go back and look through the archives, and there's not an area of holistic health that I don't think that we haven't covered yet. So I think that it would be wise for you to go back and check out our archives. I got an awesome archives for you, so definitely. And for those of you who are listening, if you know somebody that has cancer, any sort of cancer, or not just cancer, but whether it's cancer, diabetes, arthritis, gout, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, whatever dis-ease there is, you definitely want to tell them to go back and listen to the archives and listen to King Coy Dunstan shows, because there's an answer. And this show today could be the answer to a prayer. And so without further ado, I want to get to my guest, King Coy Dunstan. Thank you and welcome back to Juwanza for Life. It's always a pleasure being able to talk to you, my brother.
Well, good evening to you and your audience, and it's always a pleasure to be back with you. I look to have an interesting show tonight. Yes.
Yes, sir. Well, we know, as you know, we're talking about cancer today. This month has been deemed Breast Cancer Awareness Month. There are a lot of people out there that are spreading the word. I'm one of them that's actually spreading the word about breast cancer awareness. And you have a very, very interesting testimony as it relates to breast cancer. And a lot of people are very, very skeptical when they hear of people talking about alternative methods of healing and people that claim to have healed or cured a particular thing. And, you know, rightfully so. I completely understand. You know, I'm skeptical when it comes to a lot of things too. But, brother, for those who are listening, again, your testimony is a testimony. It's a testimony to the power of God, to the power of what God has created, to the power, to the information, to the power that God has put information in the earth realm to heal the planet. And you found that information. You found the key to health and healing. Could you please share with our listeners today what actually got you started some 35 years ago on this path of holistic healing?
Well, I was in Washington, D.C., and I had just got out of law school, and I wanted to take a break, so I went home and to see my parents. My mother and father at that time were both living, and as soon as I got there, my mother had just got back from the doctor, and the doctor told her to go to Duke University as soon as she could and get further testing because he saw something that he didn't quite know what it was or didn't want to talk about it with her. So my father and I took her to the Duke University the next morning. And that day they came out after being there all day and told us that they were going to keep her because she was testing positive for cancer in the breast, the colon, and the liver. And my father and I went back home and visited her each day, and eventually it came down to the point of where they gave her an alternative she would have to take chemotherapy or go home. And in talking with her about that, she asked me, what would I do? I said, well, I don't know about chemotherapy. Most people that I know that have gone through that had had a rough time or died or both.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, I think I would just go home and get ready to meet my maker. And so after they did some procedures and did what they did with her for about 2 or 3 weeks, she was in the hospital. She came home and wasn't looking good, wasn't feeling good, was in a bad mood, had an attitude, and I felt an obligation that I needed to do something, to do whatever I could to make her life as comfortable as I could. So I got involved with the herbs and the vitamins and fasting and all the other health modalities that I could gather there. And we started practicing them. I went through it with her with the fasting. We did a complete fast. We did at that time, an herb came out called Pardaco. We started using that along with the other cleansing herbs and the nutritional stuff that we could, that I knew about. And she started to get better. And so after about going back to the doctor for the third time, I think they told her that whatever you were doing, keep doing it, because you were doing, they were just shocked that she was still alive, because they had no expectation that she would even get home much, get out of the hospital, much less get home and recover.
Mm-hmm.
So we went through that, and now we continued the process of fasting. We're balancing, trying to balance your body, your mind, body, and spirit, and you do that any way you can, and you got to first get them to the point to where they say, well, I want to live, and I'm going to beat this thing and get through it. And so we finally got my mother settled down enough to get on the program, and it worked for her, and I've been doing this ever since.
You know, brother, that's so powerful, and I want to stress to the listeners that the voice that you're hearing when you're hearing King Coy talk, you're talking to a man who graduated from law school, okay? So this, you know, a lot of times when people even hear the word herbs, you know, they think of some black backwoods voodoo man, you know?
Yeah.
So I want everybody to understand, you're talking to a researcher, somebody who's graduated from law school, an intelligent man, okay, who can think and, you know, is not off into something spooky. Okay, who's a member of a church up here in Washington, D.C., correct, Coy?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So
been in church
I just
all
want
my
everybody
life.
To... Yeah. Huh?
I've been in church all my life, yeah.
Okay, see, so this
a
is not
church
somebody
church has been
that...
in me all my life, might be a better way to say it.
No. You could be in church, but the church not being you, that's for
that's
sure.
Correct. Correct.
So I wanted to stress that because, again, it's very important that people understand that the voice that they're hearing is not just the voice of somebody who just, you know, read a book and now is out here trying to sell something. You know, Coy's been doing this for some 35 years and been doing it successfully. But, you know, as I listen to your testimony, the thing that strikes me is that your mother was willing to try something different. You know,
yes.
She was willing to try something that she had never tried before. Because, you know,
that's
you
right.
mentioned that you took her off of certain things. You fasted with her. At one time you were sharing that you did enemas with her. You know,
yes.
all of these things that a lot of people aren't used to taking their health into their own hands. They're very trusting of the doctors. And oftentimes when somebody gets ill or they come down with some sort of ailment, the first thing that they do, and not saying that this is that they should not do this, which is pray, and they should do that, and
yes.
should be the first thing that they do, certainly. But
Absolutely.
That should not be the only thing that you do.
Right.
Oh, and I think that's where a lot of people stop. They pray, and then they'll get others to pray for and with them, which is fine. But mm-hmm. would you talk about the need to take it a step further? Because even in the Bible it says that faith without works is dead.
Yes.
So that implies to me that there's going to be something that if you have cancer or any other issue, there's going to take some work on your part, and it may mean doing something different. Could you talk about that?
Well, like I say, the first thing you have to do is once you get the diagnosis, you find out you have some form of cancer or any disease, really, you just got to make up your mind. Your mind is really what heals you, and if you don't get your mind right, it will take out the rest of your body. So first you have to get it in your mind that you can do this, and then you have to develop the desire to do whatever it takes to get it done. So that means you're going to have to learn how to fast, you're going to have to learn how to do the enemas, you're going to have to learn about the herbs, you're going to have to study. And not only that, but you got to still stay in tune with your God. You got to keep your mind settled. But the main thing, you're trying to balance your mind, body, and spirit. That's, you got to go there to heal. And once you get that in your mind and you make up your mind to do that, you're about 70-80% toward healing your body. The rest, your mind will do the rest once you make up your mind to do the right thing. And that's what it's all about. And as you go, the answers will come to you. In the beginning, you may not know anything about your body. You may not know anything about herbs. But once you get on the path and start studying and learning, you'll find that all truth will open up to you, and you will be guided in the right way, just primarily just by you centering yourself into what you're dealing with and concentrating and focus on what you have to do to get through this. So that would be my comment on that. You just have to, it's your mind that you got to get right first, because we operate out of fear oftentimes, and when you do that, you're going down the wrong path, and it won't work for you. You die, or you don't get well, or you get worse, and you just kind of wither away. But once you make up your mind to heal yourself and do the right thing and get on that path, you'll find that the answers will come to you. Just ask. Yeah.
And with that, I would add on that path that there are going to be people that, when you're on the holistic path, there are going to be voices. Your voices are going to change because the people on the holistic path are going to be talking holistic health. Okay,
yes.
So the people that know anything about holistic health, you might be hearing voices like, "I know, well, I wouldn't try that."
You
I don't know about
that.
Huh?
But that you always have that. You will have people that will ridicule you, will laugh at you, will talk about you. But it's not them that's going through the process. It's you, and you have to get clear, and sometimes you have to separate from people that don't encourage you in what you're doing.
That's right. That's right. Well, Brother Coy, I'd like you to see, since we're talking about cancer, a lot of times people talk about things and they have heard a word for so long, and if you ask the average person, okay, what is cancer? And the answer would be from the average person, oh, that's a disease. Well, all right, cool, we got that now. But let's take it a step further. But what is cancer? You know, a lot of people might be like, well, beyond it's a disease, I couldn't really tell you. So, Brother Coy, so that we, as the listeners and the people out here listening, can have a deeper understanding of what is cancer. If you have it, if the doctor has diagnosed you with it, it's better for you to know what the doctor is really saying that you have, other than just telling you that you have a word, and that beyond that word, you have no idea what he's actually talking about. So,
right.
Brother Coy, could you break that down? What is cancer?
Well, cancer, I think, is something, or I believe, or I would surmise that cancer is a preventable disease, that we all have some different degrees of cancer in our body at all times. We all do. The situation is when we weaken our immune system through how we live or how we eat or how we think, we feed this cancer in our body, and it might concentrate in your weakest organ or your weakest area. And so you have to, first of all, realize that it's the deterioration of the cell, and
okay,
you can reverse the deterioration of the cell by doing the preventive things that we know to do now. Change the diet, exercise, eat right, and get the best advice you can about what you should do about what your condition, and be able to make an intelligent decision about what to do about it. But cancer is just a deterioration of the cell, and it progresses into a place to where it actually can be diagnosed and considered a disease of the body.
So when cancer is localized in a particular part of the body and then it starts to spread, is the spreading the cells, are they going to the weakest part of the body? You know, because, you know, somebody might contact cancer and they say, well, it spread from this part of the body to another part of the body. Is the part of the body that the cancer is spreading to has to at least be as weak as the part of the body that it's spreading from? So is the cancer seeking out the weak parts where it's, because it's only going to spread where it can spread, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. If where your defense system or your immune system is weakest, your cancer will take that place. So that's why it's necessary to make the changes that's necessary to build the immune system to fight it. Without your immune system, you can't fight. And you can always do something to improve your immune system no matter what stage of a disease you're in. It's just knowing what to do and how to do it in a way that will benefit the condition that you have most of, yes.
So when it comes to fighting the immune or building the immune system, what role does the white blood cells play in that? Because, you know, a lot of times people, they understand that they have red blood cells and white blood cells, and it's my understanding that white blood cells are the warriors, for lack of a better term. They actually do the fighting. Is that correct?
Right. That is correct. And that is the cell when it's born is a healthy, vibrant cell, and it's referred to as the white blood cell. But over time, the red blood cell, it carries all the toxicity and the toxins that we ingest in the body and breathe into the body. It's carried in the red blood cells, and the red blood cells just overtake the white blood cells and create the disease, no matter what it is. You can call it what you want. It comes from the same thing.
Well, my question would be this, because, again, yourself and others have stated that, and even somebody like Dr. Sabia say there's only one disease, and that's mucus. And if you remove the mucus, you remove the disease. And so if that's true, and if you remove the mucus, then you remove the disease. For vegans who have renounced all dairy and said, you know, I'm not eating nothing that comes from a cow, I'm not eating no cheese, I'm not drinking any milk, I'm not doing any of that, then should that be considered when looking at, well, why do vegans, there are some vegans who may have contacted cancer, or vegans who may have not contacted or had it and tried to change their diet, and for whatever reason, it hasn't left them yet or whatever, but if you remove the mucus, then you see where I'm going with this, then you would think that would just eliminate the cancer.
Well, yeah, that makes sense, but you can be a vegan and still not give your body what it needs to build that immune system. In other words, you can eat potatoes all day or beans all day or eat one thing all day, and it can be just as toxic as eating meat or anything else that you want to eat. But if you can give your body a fighting chance by giving it what it needs, the essential fats, the vitamins, the minerals, rest, sleep, a sound mind. That if you can get to that, we remember we're trying to balance the body, mind, and spirit, and learning how to feed the body properly is important. Is the most important step in being able to do that. You got to feed your brain. You got to feed your heart. You got to feed your gut. You got to, all of those things go together. All the things that you can do are going together to strengthen the immune system. So even though you might be a vegan, you may be missing the green leafy vegetables, or you may be okay. eating cooked food, or you may not be completely raw. All of that goes into creating mucus in the body that creates a disease. And whether you're vegan or vegetarian or carnivorous, you get the same result. Your body just can't process all of this, these foods that create mucus in the body to a point to where it can actually flush it all out. So you have to learn how to juice, go raw. You have to do the enemas. You have to, you know, do the vitamin C to get the inflammation down. All of those things together help you, the holistic approach, help you make up what it takes to defeat a disease of any kind, whatever you call it.
You know, and just that sounds like a whole change in your lifestyle. That really sounds like you're going to have to change your lifestyle. You're going to have to change what you eat, what goes in your mouth. You're going to have to change what goes in your mind. You're going to have to change what goes in your ears. Yeah. You know, you're going to have to make a drastic change. And I think for a lot of people that they are just unwilling to do that, and in that unwillingness, therein lies the problem. Because
well, it takes some effort, it takes some effort, and we are not people that like to put up with the effort or deal with the unknown very much. But when you go to a point to where you've been diagnosed with a disease that can kill you, if that's not enough to make you change, then you have no reason to live. So you just have to, like, you have family, you have whatever you want to do in life. All of those things encourage you, should be encouraging to you, and give you the desire to do whatever it takes to be there for them, or them to be there for you, or whatever you need to do to get to a place to where you can begin to heal.
Well, Brother Quinn, let me ask you this, because there's some people out there, again, and I, you know, don't know the status of the listeners. There may be somebody listening right now that has cancer or knows someone that does have cancer. And by the way, I'd like to say that if you are listening and you'd like to ask Brother Coy a question, all you have to do is press 1 and I can bring you on board and then you can ask your question or make your comment. But there are some cancers that spread more rapidly than others. Some, you know, grow slowly, others a bit more rapidly. So when it comes to that and healing the body, because as you mentioned, your mother had cancer in both breasts, the liver, and the colon. When she was getting her, what's the word I'm looking for? Her diagnosis, when they were diagnosing her after they came to find that she did, all the cancer was gone. Did that come in stages, or did they just, you know, when you went back and they ran every test and found that she didn't have cancer in the body at all, or was she cured of the cancer of the breast first, then the liver and the colon, or had any, you know, was there any, you know, was it done in stages, or just how was that done?
Well, the cells really doesn't operate in stages. Either you reverse the cell or you don't. And when you are faced with the condition of stages, if you have cancer in different parts of your body, say, if you address it in one part, it's going to address it in all parts, because it's the cancer cell that you're after, and that cancer cell will be drawn into your whatever protocol you follow should flush it all out at the same time. Some of it may take longer, but you just have to continue to do what you know you need to do, and it will all subside at the same time. The cancer cell, whatever you do, it would take whatever you want to do to address the cancer cells, it would address them all wherever it is in the body. So it should really pull it all out at the same time, yes.
So when you're looking at cancer in different parts of the body, some person might get cancer of the thyroid, somebody might get cancer of the breast, somebody might get cancer of the colon, someone else the liver, someone else the lungs. It's the cancer has found that weakest point. Is that correct? Yes, in the body. Yes. And that's where the problem started, because the cancer said, okay, this is the weakest part. I'm attacking this body from the weakest point. And in this person, the weakest point is their thyroid. In this person, the weakest point is their liver, or somebody else, their colon. Is that correct?
That's how it works. Yes, that is correct. And it goes from there to once you identify the area that's affected, sometimes you may have to determine what protocol you want to use. It may be a different herb or a different vitamin or a different raw juice or a different food that you need to eat for a while that might help balance that to the point to where it can address that cancer wherever it is. Yes.
So what do you say, Coy, to people who just don't believe it? They're hearing this information, and it's like they tuned in because, you know, I saw this advertisement. You know, I saw Juwanza advertise this show about this guy who cures cancer, and I'm listening, but I just don't believe it, because if it was that simple, then everybody would be cured of cancer. If it was that simple, the doctors would know this. What do you say to that?
Well, that's why you have to study. You have to understand what you're dealing with. So when you talk to your doctor, or when your doctor talk to you, you have to be able to ask them, how do they know this, and what have they done about it in the past? And if they just give you a pill and say, take this, you got the wrong person. You need to go somewhere else and talk to someone else, because one pill that they might give you might address the pain. Another one might address the bleeding or something, like the blood, the flow or whatever. But if you really question your doctor about what he's talking about or what he means, he really can't explain it to you in a way that would make sense to a reasonable mind. So you have to be able to reason with your doctor in a way that you become convinced that he really doesn't have anything new for you. The only thing he has for you is chemotherapy or radiation or poison or something that's not going to help my body. And I'm going to choose to, first of all, once you get the diagnosis, don't rush to the operating room or don't rush to the chemotherapy. To step back, take a breath, and say, let's look at what we're dealing with here, and begin to develop your own program in terms of how you want to deal with this before you go and give your body over to all these toxic ways that they treat cancer. And tell your doctor, give me a month or two, let me work with this and see what I can do, and I'll come back, and we'll talk again. So I would have a conversation with him, but be convinced that you're not comfortable with what the doctor is saying, or you are comfortable with it, and you'd have to know why you are comfortable with it in order to proceed with it. But if all they have to offer you is chemotherapy, radiation, that's not going to work. So you have to it may work for a minute, but it'll pop back up again unless you do what you need to do, and that's lifestyle changes. Change the diet, do the exercise, eat right, all of those things you have to. That's the first thing you should do. Then you can look at whether or not you need chemotherapy or radiation or whatever. But if you do the right thing, your body will heal itself, and you won't need that. So you have to engage your doctor in a conversation. And if he's not talking about what you can do on your own to address the disease, you probably need another doctor, or you need to do some more studying and determine on your own what is he talking about and what does this really mean to my body and what are you going to do about it. So
go ahead, brother.
You have to take the responsibility yourself. You can't rely on your doctor. If you're trusting in your doctor, that's the wrong way. You have to become confident enough in what you know to be able to address it and say that this is what I want to do, this is why I want to do it, and give me a month, 90 days, whatever time you feel you need to go through this process with yourself, first of all, because that's the beginning of healing. Until you do that, it's not going to work.
You know, and you said something very important, to give me some time. Sometimes we need time, you know, to think. We need time to pray. We need time to do some research. you yeah. know, because a lot of times when you might go to the doctor and the doctor might diagnose you with something, or let's say, for example, you're listening to this show and yeah. it gives you hope. You're like, yeah. oh, man, you mean to tell me there's a cure for cancer? I don't have to take radiation. I don't have to take chemo. You mean to tell me I can just change my diet to a limit, start eating right and yeah. exercising and fasting and doing enemas? And you mean to tell me I don't have to die? And then you go to the doctor.
Yeah.
And you tell the doctor, you know, I heard this radio broadcast, and this guy was talking about herbs, and he was talking about healing and fasting and this and that and the other. And then the doctor says, oh, I don't believe in that stuff. But if you haven't done any research, you have no comeback. You
yeah,
don't have anything.
Why
so
he don't
the doc-
challenge him on it. Ask him why. Yeah, ask him why he don't believe in it. He can't tell you. He'll
exactly.
say, well, that stuff don't work, or it hasn't been proven. Wait, show me the proof that yours works. That's the answer. Come
exactly.
back to that.
What happened to the last 5 patients that you gave chemo to? Where
there
they
you,
at?
There you go. Yeah.
Okay. See, everybody, you're listening to King Coy Dunstan. He's owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. He's been on the holistic health path for some 35 years. He cured his mother of cancer of the breast, both breasts, the liver, and the colon. Now, this was the first person that King Coy worked on. Okay, this was the first person, but it took faith on her part. He could not do it if
yeah.
she wasn't willing
yeah.
to allow him to take her through the process. If when King Coy said, Ma, you know, we're going to have to stop the meat, if she'd have said, oh, you ain't taking away my pork chops. I don't know what you're talking about, child. You ain't, look, you ain't taking
well,
away my chicken.
Huh? <It wasn't easy. laughs>
You said it wasn't
not
easy.
It was easy. You got to. You just have to take them where you have to take them where they are, and you have to just work with them. And if you can get them to going in that direction, just stay with them, because it's a mind thing. And if someone tell you you're going to die, that's a shock to the mind. So you got to get through that. So it's a psychological issue there, and you have to work with that and convince them as they go that this is better for them than just listening to the doctor and coming home and sitting and wait to die. Don't do that. Get up and do something. Yeah.
You know, Brother Coy, that's got to be that. I can only imagine what that was for you, because you were fighting against a whole system. I mean, you were fighting against everything that your mother was raised to believe in, which was probably the doctors. And
yeah.
now here
well,
you
no.
come. No?
Really, when I was growing up, as black folks or black farmers in the South, or sharecroppers, step up from slavery, you didn't go to the doctor that much. You didn't have a family doctor. You didn't have a family history, and in that respect, I think that's what allowed her to spread her mind, because she could go back to her grandmother and her grandfather and say that when they were sick, they would go out in the woods and get a leaf or a weed or something and bring it back and fix it up, and
mm-hmm.
they would give it to us, and we'd be better the next day. So
mm-hmm.
she had some experience with it, but today not many people are left that can say that, or particularly the younger generation, and they just have to somehow read or accept the fact that this is real, this is true. And it's kind of in our blood, so we kind of gravitate that way anyway, because that's all we had. All we had was the leaves and the seeds and the beans and all of that stuff. That's all we had to survive through up until the 50s, really, or even into the 60s. And
mm-hmm.
After that, we went into the disposable, giveaway, fast society, where we wanted everything right now and didn't want to wait for anything. We relied on doctors too much. We relied on the medical profession too much. And that was by design. That was created. The medical profession was like created in the 40s to control you, really, in terms of your medical or giving you information or taking care of you. But it was
mm-hmm.
a drug industry, and we allowed the drug industry to come in and replace the herbs and the plants and the seeds, and didn't ask why, or didn't understand what was happening with us, or because we, you know, we weren't the best educated. we were bamboozled into this medical system that really is designed to finish killing you. And always, if you have a mental problem, they put you on a drug that makes you more mental. If you have any kind of disease, they're going to give you some kind of drug. It's not anything that's compatible with what your body needs. And we missed that, and we got caught up in this medical system, and it's costing us dearly because now we not only have lost our roots in the herbs and plants, we are strung out on the drugs. So we went from the natural to the unnatural, and we still don't understand. So when you believe into something that you don't understand, I think Stephen Wonder said, called it what? Superstition? Yeah.
Superstition, either way. Good point. That's interesting what you said, because it's true. I forgot that you were up here and she was down there. You actually went back to North Carolina to deal with her. You were the one that was up here in the city. So for people now, because your establishment now is in the city. It's in Washington, D.C., I mean, a major metropolitan city. Now, then how does that play? I mean, because I was just using the analogy that your mother had come up with, trusting in doctors, and you corrected me. It was like, no. She grew up. She knew about the herbs. She knew about to go out back to pick a plant. But what about the people now in your area now, your establishments in D.C.? How do you deal with the mindset of people who are coming from the position that, well, the brother, it sounds good, but the doctor...
Yeah. Yeah.
The doctor said such and such and such and such, So how do you overcome that? Because I can imagine that that's got to be very, very, very difficult. As a matter of fact, I knew a brother that I tried to send to you one time. He told me that he had cancer. He confided in me that he had cancer, and he was telling me that he was going to go to get chemo at Johns Hopkins. And I was saying, man, and I really don't think that you should do that. I really don't think that that's the best way to go, but see, I couldn't break down the stuff like you're breaking it down, so I'm just telling him, let me refer you to somebody else before you take the chemo. He's like, no, Juwanza, look, these people, they know what they're doing. They've been doing it for years.
Yeah.
I pleaded with him not to do it. He said, listen, I thank you. I know you care about me, but I'm going to go this way. About 6 months later, he called me back, frantic, asking for your number. He said, Juwanza, spitting up blood. 2 days later, he was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm certain that it was the radiation or the chemo or whatever it was that they were giving him that just had an adverse effect on the body. But I couldn't share with him information that would overcome his predisposition, I guess is the word, to believing in the doctor or, overcoming what he had already been told to be true. You see, so how do you deal with when people come to you, or is that half the battle? If they've come to you, then they're halfway there.
Well, at least they recognize that that there may be another way. And even so, they are still kind of attached to the doctor. We still attached to the doctors. We still have to overcome that. But... if I can get them in front of me, or if I can talk to them, and I can get them on a protocol of any kind, they can see the difference. But getting them on that protocol is sometimes that's what I do. That's what you have to do. You have to convince them that what you're saying they must do in order to make a difference. And once you get them to make up their mind that yes, I'm going to do this. That is about 90% of the battle. But still today, most of us won't even attempt to go into a health food store or even consider an herb or plant or seed. In fact, most of us don't even know what a herb or plant or seed is, or the difference between a vegetable and an herb. We don't know. We don't even know anything about the body. So we give that over to the doctor because we think that that's what they do. But the doctors don't know anything about your body. They know about drugs. And that's what they're going to give you, drugs. They're the biggest drug dealers in the world. And you have to remember that because you have to realize that whatever they give you it's going to lead to some other dependency or some other problem. And when I talk to people or try to, if they're not convinced, I have to go through that process and convince them that they need to go back to their doctor and ask them, how do they know what they know, and why are they doing what they're doing to you, and what results have they obtained? And if you can get them to ask their doctor that question, they won't ask the doctor no question. They ask me all the questions. They go to the doctor and don't ask them not one question and do whatever they say. But to, with me, it's a whole list of questions they have that I have to go through and try to explain that this is not what it appears to be. Your body needs certain things, and you are not doing it. And you have to begin to do it. And these are some books you can read, or this is a DVD you can watch, or you can go and talk to someone else. And you have to do an education job to convince them that what you're talking about is not necessarily coming from me. It's just the way it is. It's the way the body works. And if you don't address that first step of taking responsibility for your own self, you're heading down a dangerous road.
You know, it's interesting. Aquia Chef-Natier and I were talking this morning about how people want to be healed. That there are a lot of people that want to be healed but don't necessarily want to do what it takes to be healed. Yes, certainly. Everybody, if you have dis-ease, you want to be free from it. Of course. If somebody came to you and said, hey, you have cancer, diabetes, arthritis, or whatever, you know, if I could give you a pill and it'd be gone, would you take it? Of course, the answer would be yes. If, let's say, if I said to you, well, you're going to have to fast, okay? Yeah. You know, you're going to have to stop eating meat, you know? And then I use the analogy oftentimes about how even in the Bible, Jesus, this man came to Jesus and said, you know, Master, what must I do to obtain everlasting life? And he said, well, you know, I think it was keep the commandments or whatever. And he was like, well, that I've done.
Give up everything you got and follow me, Give up everything you have, all your riches, and follow me.
What did he do? He went away sad. He couldn't do it. But now, what if one of us, let's say for everybody out here that might be suffering from something, whether regardless of whatever the disease is, arthritis, high blood pressure, in this particular case we're talking about cancer today, cancer, breast cancer, thyroid cancer, prostate cancer, any cancer. What if God said, I can cure you? But you're going to have to work with me, okay? I want you to go into your refrigerator and throw everything out. Throw away the meat, throw away the dairy, throw away the junk, throw away all of that. And I want to put you on a new regimen. I'm going to put you on leafy green vegetables. We're going to start you fast. We're going to have you juicing every day. Would you look at God and walk away? And be like, oh, wait a minute, Lord, I didn't know I had to do something. I thought you were just going to zap me and everything was going to be all right. Well, what if God said, hey, you got to change something. You got to change that diet to
a
living.
Like change.
Okay?
We don't like change, and we got this addictive behavior as a human. We just kind of addicted to things that are not the best for us. Mm-hmm. And breaking an addiction is another side of what I have to do. When I tell people no dairy, no sugar, no meat, try to stay away from chemicals and processed stuff. Eat green leafy vegetables. When I tell people that, that's how they look at me, like a deer in the headlights. And I have to say, calm down. It's not that bad. Just slow down. Let's slow down. And let's start with just eating more raw every day. Get an apple or orange or salad and go out and buy yourself a juicer. And start using it. And that makes it a little more palatable. But even that, when we have to be responsible, we still want to walk away and say, well, I can't do that. And so that's telling me that they'd rather die.
That sounds harsh, but I mean, that's the bottom line. Really the bottom line. Either you want to live and are willing to do whatever it takes. Would you not do anything that you could do to stay here longer with your kids? You know, we know how it is when our own parents have passed away. You know, we know the feeling and the hurt and the pain of feeling our own parents pass away. We don't want, I would hope and think we wouldn't want for our children to experience that, and then to come to find out that you actually could have lived longer.
Yeah.
You know, but you know what? It is a process, and I know that it might sound as though we're talking, you know, you got to make this real, real drastic change. But if somebody tells you that you're going to die, that's a drastic step.
That's a drastic statement.
You don't get no more drastic than that. So,
yeah.
But how about, you know, letting people know that it is a process. You know, you might not be able to change overnight. You've been eating meat for all your life, for 55,
right.
60 years, 70
right.
years. It might not be easy to stop like that,
yeah.
you know.
Yeah.
You might have never fasted before in your life. You've never even went a day without food, much less somebody saying to you, okay, listen, I think we need to incorporate fasting into your regimen now. You know,
yeah.
the thought of people not even eating, going a day without eating, that scares people to death.
Yeah.
What? I can't eat nothing?
They,
I can't
they think
chew.
That's death. Yeah. They think they're going to die if they don't eat. Yeah,
you know?
That's true.
So if you could talk about even just incorporating fasting, but before you do that, we've got a question.
Oh, good.
We've got somebody who wants to ask you a question, Brother Court.
All right,
I'll bring you on. See here, 4356. You are on the air with King Coy Dunston. Welcome to Juwanza for Life. Caller, are you there? 4356, are you there? You're on the air with Coy Dunston. Okay. All right, Brother Coy, we're talking about fasting.
Yeah.
Now,
well,
fasting
is, yeah, it's something
yeah.
you have to get your body ready for. If you've never fasted before, I would probably recommend that you start by just eliminating certain foods. For about the first 6 months, we're just going to work with what you eat. If you're eating pork, or if you're eating beef, or if you're smoking, or if you're drinking too much, whatever you're doing, try to reduce whatever you're doing that you shouldn't be doing for a period of time, let's say 6 months. So the first week you might eliminate chicken. Might still eat a little beef or go to whatever else you want to eat. The next week you might eliminate shrimp or the scavenger seafoods. The next week you might just progress till you get off of the dairy, the sugar, the meat as best you can. And while you do that, I would be taking herbs that would help flush and detox the body, so to speak, because you got all of this meat built up in your gut, and it's just giving off poison, and it's causing you this disease. So you have to start the process by getting your bowels working properly, making sure you have at least two or three bowel movements a day. If you're eating two or three meals a day, you should be having two or three bowel movements a day, and making sure you drink your water, making sure you're eating as best you can in terms of eliminating stuff you don't need. You do that for a while. You're taking the herbs to eliminate, and in that process, it should give you the strength to feel like, yeah, this is all right. I could do this. I feel better. I got more energy. I can go out and play basketball again. And after about six months or so, then you go into a real fast, where you actually go 2 days, 3 days, a week, a month without eating any food. That is important because your body needs to eliminate whatever it is causing that problem in you. It takes some time to get to it. You got to get all the stuff from around it, eliminate all that. And when you really go to the fast, get yourself a juicer, get the green leafy vegetables. You can do some grapes or watermelon, all of that kind of stuff. You can just flush the body as for about a month, just let stuff come out. Then you have to learn how to, after you flush, learn how to bring your body back up. So you want to get on a good vitamin supplement. You want to continue to eat the green leafy vegetables and the grains, nuts, and seeds. You want to try not to go all the way back into eating the stuff that you just got off of. You may occasionally, if you don't have any real diseases and you wasn't really sick and you're doing this just because you want to keep your body spiritually well, you can maybe go back and eat a piece of fish or eat a piece of meat if you want to. But the thing is don't go back to three times a day every day. You don't want to go back to that. You want to learn how to use the grains, nuts, and seeds primarily as substitutes for your meat and your dairy and milk and cheese and stuff like that. There's an alternative for all the things that we eat or love. There's an alternative. We just have to learn how to fix it and make it palatable so that we can enjoy it and not crave the stuff that we used to love. So if you can go through that process, it may take you 6 months, it may take you a year. You may not be successful the first time, but go back and try it again and keep doing it until you get to a place to where you can fast, I would say, for at least 21 days, 3 weeks, on just water, juices, and doing enemas and praying and keeping your mind clear. And it takes time. You got to have set aside time to do this. And if you're stressed out trying to do everything, it's going to be more difficult. It's not that you can't do it, but you want to set aside, if you got 2 weeks vacation, say, you want to just say, I'm going up in the mountains, I'm going to eat whatever's up there off the land, and I'm going to just calm down and settle down and just flush and cleanse my body. And you do that for that 2 weeks, and when you come back, you try to do it another 2 weeks, and by that time, you should have broken any addictions that you have to anything that's causing you to be sick, and you can begin to feel like you should feel and have the mind that you should have in terms of dealing with the stress that you deal with every day. You should be much stronger and much more able to do that because you're not wasting your time eating the things you shouldn't eat and doing the things you shouldn't be doing. You've kind of got control and discipline over yourself, which is where you want to go and be.
But of course, you said a 21-day fast, and you said 21 days with no solid food. And I just seen somebody drop their eyes and started walking away.
I told you we'd rather die.
Come back. Where you going? Wait a minute. We're not done yet. Interview's still going on. Where you in the room? So 21 days with no food, but you can do it.
You can do it. It's not that difficult, really. But and if you've never done it, it can seem daunting. It seems like something that could never happen. But you don't have to eat as much as you eat. You don't have to eat what you eat all the time. It's just a matter of discipline. You got to get discipline, and most of us have a problem with discipline, and that's why we walk away oftentimes.
Well, Brother Quiet, I know we have a few moments left. I want to make sure that I give your information so that people can contact you, because I know this information is powerful. And anytime you're talking about making a change, a drastic change, you're talking about changing your diet to a living, you definitely need support. And I'm going to give Coy's information, have Coy give his address and hours of operation so that you can contact him with any questions or concerns you might have, anything you might not want to discuss on the air. But I do want to ask this question. It was brought to my attention. Somebody had a question about cholesterol. And they'd gone to the doctor, I imagine, and gotten their cholesterol was high. So what would you recommend for somebody who's dealing with high cholesterol, and what ways would you recommend to reduce that number? Brother Coy? All right. Well, I guess it's if I can get Coy back on within the next few minutes, it's going to be you and me until 8:30. It's 8:21 right now. My name is Juwanza. First, I want to say to everybody, thank you for tuning in to Juwanza for Life. We're going to get King Coy Dunstan back on the air. We were talking about cancer. This whole show has been about cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But we're not just talking about breast cancer. We're talking about cancer. We're just not even talking about cancer. We're talking about disease. Brother Coy, you back?
I'm back.
Okay. Yes, cholesterol.
I thought I lost you. we were talking about fasting. I didn't mean to scare you.
Scared me, man. Hang up on you. 21 days.
I just mean delusion. It's not that bad.
That's what a lot of people do.
It's just a matter of discipline, that's all. Discipline. Mm-hmm. You got to have discipline.
Brother, I was going to ask you about discipline. I want to give you information, but a listener had a question about cholesterol. They had gone to the doctor, and their cholesterol count or level was high. What would you recommend to reduce that?
Well, first, they eliminate the animal fat primarily. That's where you get most of your cholesterol. I would get the red yeast rice to regulate the liver. That's what regulate the cholesterol levels. And try to take other supplements to supplement the circulatory system, like hot peppers, red pepper, cayenne pepper is good to clean out the arteries and improve circulation. And the red yeast rice would be what would go into the arteries and break up that plaque in there. And the cayenne pepper, the red pepper, would help increase circulation and push it out. So you can deal with cholesterol simply by changing the diet and taking the red yeast rice and the other supplements for your heart.
Well, Brother Coy, again, I want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, brother. I mean, we're talking about cancer. It's an ongoing conversation. Again, and I know for a fact that it's going to take constant hearing of this information in order to sometimes spark that change, because sometimes it's that information that you keep hearing constantly that's going to break up that old mind that's conditioned to just doing things in a certain way. And the more you hear it, this information, the more actually it starts to make sense, because you might hear this show today and then, you know, you might have a doctor's appointment tomorrow and you go into the doctor and, you know, you share this information and, of course, he says, oh, I don't believe in that stuff, and you're back to square one. So keep tuning in to Juwan's for Life. Again, Coy comes on once a month, okay, every first Thursday of the month. We're talking about holistic health, some aspect of holistic health. We've got an archives where you can go back and listen to other shows by Coy. But, King Coy, I'd like for you to give your information. I know somebody heard this show today, and they want more information. Like, the brother sounds like he knows what he's talking about. Again, and I repeat, this man you're listening to cured his mother of cancer in both breasts, okay?
Yeah.
The liver and the colon, okay? And that was his first, and I want to use the word patient, but that was the first person that he operated with, not on, but with, worked with, his mother. And the first time, having never done it before, his track record was better than doctors who had been practicing medicine for years. Now, I want to make this clear. I'm not saying that Coy is the only person out here that has this information, okay? Because when you say that, people think you're trying to sell them something, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not trying to sell you nothing. Coy is giving this information. He comes on and gives this information once a month for free, all right? Now, we're going to give his information. You can contact him if you want to. This could be the answer to your prayers. Oftentimes we say these prayers and it's like, God bless us in the name of Jesus. Bless me, I need to be healed. And the answer comes, and you say, that's not it, okay?
Yeah.
Well, for somebody, they know that what they heard today was the answer. Brother Coy, how can they reach you?
I'm at Washington, D.C. I'm at 3923 South Capitol Street Southwest in Washington, D.C., 20032. The telephone is 202-562-0041. That's 202-562-0041. You can call anytime. If I'm not there, just leave a message and I get back with you. Or my hours of operation is from 8 to 6 every day but Sunday, just about. Sometimes I'll take a day off because I got other things to do. That's how you can get me and where I am, and I'll make myself available to you at my earliest convenience, and we can go on from there. And,
okay, you know, I'm going to try to call her one more time just in case he stepped away from the phone. Okay, 4356, you are on the air with King Coy Dunstan. Did you have a question?
Thank you. I was on mute a while ago, so I couldn't get to you. I'm sorry. I wanted to ask about stress.
Mm-hmm.
When life just overwhelms you and there's nothing you seem to be able to do, do you have any advice?
And you have a life that it seems to be nothing you can do but be stressed out?
Yeah, I tell you, I lost my nephew. Same day I lost my nephew. My sister got a cancer diagnosis, breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Two other sisters had heart attacks within 1 week.
Mm-hmm. How is your health? Have you had your self checked?
In fact, I was with one sister in the hospital and ended up two beds down because my pressure had gone up to stroke time, 258 over 126. And it's all just stress, and I know it.
Well,
and I've just gotten back home in this area. I've just gotten back to D.C.
Uh-huh. Well, the first thing you need to do is get control of yourself, settle down.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you don't need, like if you have any habits that you shouldn't have, you should probably try to get control of those. You should learn how to take the herbs that help calm the nervous system, like skullcap, valerian, a good multiple vitamin with all the minerals that you need and vitamins, and you need something to help with in terms of eating. Eliminate anything like dairy, sugar, and meat, and begin to eat more raw. It may be some watermelons left, or the muscadine grapes out now, things that are in season. Feed your body a lot of that. Do you exercise?
A little. Not a lot, because I just haven't had time. But I don't do any sodas. I don't drink. Never had a drink in my life. I don't smoke. I don't have any real life habits that are like adverse, other than my diet is not the best.
Can you take time for yourself to exercise?
Yes.
I would recommend you do something every day before you leave home. You can stretch. You can get a mini trampoline and bounce on it. You can get something. Whatever you is comfortable for you, do something every day before you leave home for yourself. Just sit down and meditate or concentrate on where you want to go and where you want to be. Ask for what you want and just concentrate on that. And you'll find that the answers will come to you and you can calm yourself down. But don't get up and run out the house and not have a plan for the day and know what you're going to do. Calm yourself down. Think about the day and do what you're supposed to do that day. And try to get your body in a physical condition so you can deal with the stress you're under right now. Because if you don't strengthen your body, you're gonna break down like your sisters and your cousins. You don't want to do that. You got to take care of yourself. You got to put yourself first. And that might be hard because you're trying to do everything else for everybody else. But you got to stop and get up 15, a half hour early, and just do something for yourself that day. If it's nothing but read the Bible and breathe, you got to concentrate and focus on that day and what you want to happen that day. And that would be the best advice to you.
And I'm very, I like to say the term spiritual or in touch, so I do my meditations. I do all of the prayers and things like that, but it just seems like it's just so much right now.
Well, you need to move probably. You need to do some physical.
Yeah.
You need to relieve that stress by, if it's lifting weights or whatever you can find to do in that time. Stress your body out till you sweat, and then you'll find that you can handle a lot of that stress a lot better. But you gotta exercise. That's the best thing for stress. And my recommendation would be rebound exercising is the best way to relieve stress. Or yoga. You could do yoga then. And you can ask around if you know someone. Just go through the phone book or you look for someone else that's in the natural field and just work with. Find someone you can work with that can bring you to a place where you can deal with what you're facing every day.
Okay. I appreciate it. And now that I'm back, I'm coming to see you. I'm going to try to get back here tomorrow. Yeah, that's going to be an excellent start.
Yeah,
but I haven't been here to do that. So.
Yeah, but you got to get control of yourself first, okay?
Yeah, I understand.
Don't break down on me before you get there now.
I'm determined not to.
All right.
All right, thank you so much.
I appreciate your call.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Appreciate your calling. Thank you. Glad I came back to get that phone call.
Yeah.
King Coy, see, that's what it's all about. When I hear calls like that, you know, just you being there for somebody who is on the brink, you know, of just being completely overwhelmed by life's issues, you know, and for anybody else who might be experiencing anything, whether it's in your body. It could be mental. I mean, there are actually things that Koi can recommend just for your mind, even herbs that for the mind, for the brain. You definitely want to get past Koi's shop. I'm going to give his phone number again. The name of his operation is Secrets of Nature. Okay, nature holds all the secrets. Okay, so it's called Secrets of Nature. His number is 202-562-0041. Again, that's 202-562-0041. And Brother Koi, could you give your address again for those who want to get by there? They say, you know, I don't. Once I finish talking to the brother, I want to go see the brother. What is the address again?
3923 South Capitol Street, Southwest, Washington, D.C., 20032. You can call me in if you get know quite how to get there. Call me and I can tell you how to get there. Or if you can't get there, just call me and I'll talk with you.
Brother Koi, any final remarks? Again, brother, I want to say thank you again, as always. The information that you bring is powerful. I love talking to people that have life-changing information. The information that you bring can change a life. It can save a life, you know. And so when I hear testimonies like the one that you gave, the testimony you gave, you saved your mother's life, you know. Yeah. And that is so powerful. And for all of the people who are listening to this show, the testimony that Koi gave concerning his mother, whatever you're dealing with, that can be your testimony too, okay?
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be something that you listen to and be like, oh, that's nice. That can be your testimony. That can be your testimony. You can come on here one day and say, you know, Juwan, I was listening to that brother, and I went to see him, and, you know, 6 months later, the doctors told me I had diabetes. No more diabetes. Let's just go down the list real quick, Brother Koi. Diabetes, that can be cured in what, 3 months?
7 days, less than 7 days.
7 days.
7 days.
7 days. Arthritis, how long?
Maybe 2 or 3 days if you get on the right program.
Do y'all hear what the brother is saying? Do you hear what he is saying? People have been going to doctors for diabetes for years.
Years.
People have been going to doctors for arthritis for years. Okay, I was giving it the benefit of the doubt. I said 3 months. He said 7 days. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's proven that you can reverse diabetes in 7 days.
Now, somebody that's got cancer, okay, who's listening and saying, okay, well, I tuned in because this is Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
Right.
What about cancer? How long, Koi? I know it depends on the severity and the degree and what stage and all of that, but, you know, as a rule of thumb, when it comes to cancer, one of the easiest diseases to cure, correct?
Well, generally, I would say give me 90 days and I can give you a new body. But, yeah, you can reverse cancer, diabetes, arthritis. And if you can give me 90 days, you can have a new body, yeah.
Wow. Wow. If this isn't the answer to a prayer, there ain't no answer to no prayer, okay? Brother Koi, I want to thank you, my brother. Any final words, sir?
Well, for those that are in Breast Cancer Month and they're celebrating it and they want some things that some points or tips that they could do to go through the process a little easier, I would recommend that in terms of nutritional supplements that they do the vitamins and minerals, the enzymes, the antioxidants, primarily to keep your body strong, maintain weight, and to give you energy. And you can even go to a special diet, like go to a vegetarian, a vegan, a pritikin, a microbiotic diet, which consists mainly of grains, beans and green leafy vegetables, beans and whole grains. You can take something like acupuncture if you have acupuncture shows that you can reduce a lot of stress and get the circulation back into the areas that you need it and reduce the effects of chemotherapy if you do the acupuncture. There's been studies to prove that. And you can do something like Qigong, which is active meditation, and it primarily you're working on balancing the mind, body, and spirit. And if you can do any or some of that, I think you'll find that you can beat any disease that you'll find it trying to deal with. But that's those are some things that breast cancer patients have found to be helpful. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. if you do them, you would get the it would help you get through some of the treatments that you have to go through, or maybe even you might be able to even avoid the treatments if you do some of these things in advance. So mm-hmm. when you get the diagnosis, don't panic. Step back, breathe, pray, and go to work.
Then call Coy. 562-502-562-001. That's 202-562-0041. To all of the callers, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I hope that this show is what you thought it would be. I hope that it answered some of your questions concerning cancer and preventive medicine, preventive ways in which you can go about avoiding chemotherapy and radiation. To all of the people, I grew up in D.C., thank you so much. To all the people, Healthy 247, Queen Carmen, Queen Jerry, King Khalil, and everybody else, I want to say thank you so much. Thank you for your time. And tell everybody else about the archives. King Coy comes on once a month, but you don't have to wait until 30 more days. You can call him, 202-562-0041. To all of the callers, I appreciate you, and I love you. Brother Coy, I'll be in touch, all right? Thank you again, my brother. I bow to you, King.
I appreciate you and what you do, and without you, I wouldn't be. So I appreciate what you do also, and I say good night to your audience, and I wish them all good health and good spirit and a good mind, all those things. Yeah.
Thank you, sir. God bless you as you continue to do what you do. He works through you, my brother. You're definitely a vessel. And, again, we benefit by you being on the planet. God bless the day you were born, my brother. Peace and blessings to you,
sir.
And I'll talk to you soon.
Shalom, shalom. Take care.
Shalom. That was King Coy Dunstan, owner and operator of Secrets of Nature in Washington, D.C. I'm going to give this number to you. Know it by heart. Area code 202. 562-0041. What is it again? You got it. 202-562-0041. My name is Juwanza. I certainly appreciate you. Thank you for listening. I'll talk to you soon. I love you too. Peace.